Onnisted, Ackerman, Alquist, Ashburn, Batten, Calderon, Sedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Kehoe, Kuehl, Lowenthal, Machado, Maldonado, Margetts, McClintock, Migdon, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Parada, Willie Thomas, Romero, Runner, Scott, Semidian, Steinberg, Torlakson, Vincent, Wiggins, Weiland, Yee.
There is an absence of a quorum. Senators, please call, please reconvene in the Senate chamber. Sergeants, can you please call senators' offices, ask them to convene here in the Senate chamber. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfi, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Sedillo.
Good afternoon. A Chinese philosopher taught, if you would live greatly, never think to make your words sincere or your actions resolute. Simply speak and do what is right. When we listen to that still small voice within us, when we allow ourselves to follow our intuition, we will find that the ability to speak and do what is right will flow naturally from within us. May it be the will of the Creator that justice and righteousness will come easily to us, that the words of our mouths and the deeds of our hands and the paths that we pave be used to heal and not hurt, to comfort and not afflict. May this be God's will. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Have a good day. Senator Cogdill.
Thank you, Madam President. Quick Republican caucus.
Republican caucus. Cogdill, and then Senator Parada. That essentially will be the order of today's business. Senator Cogdill.
Thank you very much. Madam President, I assume you want an update on where we are with our amendments. We are on track to meet the timeline that we gave yesterday to have the amendments ready to present on the floor by the end of the week. It's looking like Friday at this point. But again, we are on track to meet that deadline.
Senator Parada.
Didn't think of that. Thank you. We're just for scheduling purposes, we're going to continue along. Friday, we may move session to the morning for those of you that want to go to the track in the afternoon. There will be a big five tomorrow at 2:30, so I know everybody will be kind of excited about that. We'll draw straws to see who the five will be. Yeah. Cynical, my goodness. For those of you that are planning to go and watch the assembly in action tomorrow, we just heard that they canceled their session. So apparently they were going to want to watch the convention and see if they recognize any local faces. So we'll be back, and whenever we get what you have, then we'll process that and go from there. So you all got a little copy of, we did a little research in the Constitution. We got all kinds of things in the Constitution. But I gave that to the governor and told him I was going to hand it out to you. We can resolve one issue a day. We're moving right along. Now, that's going to cut into your travel log, though, Jeff. You know, you can still go. You can still drive around. If nothing else, we stand in recess until 4:35, after which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We'll be back here tomorrow at 4.
Senate is in recess.